So yes, this third Sunday of Advent, Joy Sunday, Godartet Sunday or something like that. I got a nod, which is quite good. We celebrate John the Baptist. And really all of our readings this morning are really cranking up the theme of the coming Messiah, the one who is to join us. Isaiah speaks of a road prepared, and words that Jesus will refer back to within our gospel. James talks of patience. Now, I don't think I really need to preach to this congregation about patience. I think you've been waiting long enough for your vacancy to be filled. I kind of just hope that now it is sorted, that it's all okay. The patients that you have very faithfully carried, maybe whether they've been answered or not, you can tell me in a couple of months' time, I guess. The gospel really is signaling who Jesus is. These are all good Advent themes. In a way, this morning, we've got Advent on the nose. Yet, are they really that joyful? There isn't a huge amount of joy within the readings that we hear. Yes, in a sense, because we know the end of the story, we kind of know their context. We find John in prison. He's been arrested after questioning Herod's marital affairs. And let's be honest, John's plight is not a good one. We know how this ends. In fact, probably John knows how this ends. And so we see John, the one who was sent out into the wilderness to proclaim the way of the Lord, questions Jesus. He questions his identity. Are you the one? Are you the one that we are expecting? And in a sense, this is quite a change of direction for John. Previously, we hear him proclaiming the Savior. This is the one who will baptize you with fire. And yet, here John is asking, are you really the one? Is it that Jesus is not actually the Messiah that John was expecting? He's saying, hey, look, I'm in prison. This wasn't meant to happen. The Messiah is meant to release Israel, to throw out the forces that are against us, to rebalance everything. Are you really the one, or is there someone else to come? And I think what we very clearly here see is John's humanity. John's situation, in a sense, is affecting his clarity, his judgment, the fact that he's in prison, the fact that this kind of wasn't necessarily what he thought was going to be God's design for him. And so he's questioning his reality, what he already knows. And Jesus's answer is, as always, a brilliant one. What do you see? Jesus asks John, you tell me what the sort of Messiah is that you wanted to see. The blind are seeing, the cripple are walking, lepers are cleansed. I am building community. I am proclaiming the good news. How is that not a kingdom of God? It may not be the one that you thought it was going to be, but it is the one that I have come to bring you. It is the transformation that I offer here and now. We remember that Jesus didn't just come to kind of realize prophecy. You know, in a sense, whether Isaiah really was talking about Jesus or not is probably a sermon for another time. Jesus references Isaiah. But whether there is necessarily a prophecy there is arguable. But Jesus comes to shake things up. He comes to transform everything. Actually, like John did. And he tells, what did you go out to the wilderness to see in John? You went out to see something different. What I bring you is something different. What's encouraging about John's question this morning is that it comes from his humanity. It comes from a place where we can meet and relate with John the Baptist. Because I would suggest that's often where we are. This season of Christmas can actually be quite a strange time of year. It can be quite a difficult time of year for many people. The expectations are huge. How often is it that equally the disappointment when those expectations are not met or can't be met because they're just so sky high are equally as huge? Our situation, our humanity can very often cloud our view of what this Christmas is really about. And we need to ask ourselves this morning, is this Christmas really going to be transformative as Jesus wants it to be? I want to ask you, what does the film's Scrooge, Elf, The Grinch, It's a Wonderful Life, and Die Hard have in common? Other than being bad films, I would say. Bad Christmas films. Well, they're all at their heart stories about transformation. Indeed, if you look at the common theme of all Christmas films, which my daughter forces me to watch, I limit it from about the 1st of December onwards because I can't handle it before then. I think I mentioned the other night that Christmas is not my favorite time of year, but you know, we'll move on from that. But generally speaking, actually, when you look at the thread through most Christmas films, they talk about transformation. There are characters transformed. There's a lot of narrative around this character changing and being transformed. And again, in a sense, it's asking us this question, is this Christmas going to be transformational to us, to you? Is it an opportunity for us to revisit our relationship with Christ and to transform that and open up a new thing? Indeed, today in this parish is a new start. It's a new opening. Or are we like John? Are our circumstances blurring our view? Are we going to be disappointed? What Jesus does in our gospel this morning is speak into, as he often does, into that disappointment. And he says, the disappointment of John, the disappointment of the crowd, the disappointment that very often we see. He says, what do you see? What do you see me doing in and around you? The little things. Not the big things. Yes, you know, the world is messed up. We're in a bad place. Wars are happening. But what do you see me doing in and around you? Yes, you've got problems going on around you. Things are not looking great. But where do you see me? Where do you see Christ? Amen.